You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Oh yes. I hope everyone's hungry. We've got a special guest on the line. Morena to DC Maxwell. How are you today?
Morena, Rachel. I'm very well. Thank you for having me on Breakfast Food. What an honour.
It is an absolute pleasure to have you here. Now, folks might have recognised your name from around and about. You've been on a few gig posters. You haven't actually released any tunes yet, though. So I think a good place to start here is, who or what is the DC Maxwell experience?
Oh, the DC Maxwell experience is me playing some songs and so I'm like, I guess, a weirdo country pop artist. I describe the music as like Chris Knox on a horse trick.
Oh my god.
yeah, which I think is a good little plug. And I've kind of gone about this band in the exact opposite way most bands go, in which I've gone super hard on recording this incredibly lush album with Peter Riddell, with like, that's involving heaps of cool people in Auckland and New Zealand music, without actually releasing anything or have any kind of name for myself.
I was I've seen some very like tantalizing, I've managed to have the flu when you had your last show. I missed I think you've played two shows so far and I managed to miss both of them. And I've been so FOMO about it because your band that you've been working with is pretty star studded. Tell us a little bit about who you've got. Obviously Peter Riddell, who you're recording with, but who else has been knocking about in the DC Maxwell world?
It's an incredibly star-studded cast. Well, Peter Riddell obviously is an absolute legend. He's bloody smashed the ball out of the park with some incredible like strings arrangements and composing. We've got Harriet Ellis from Nah Noise and Dick Move on bass, and she is the most incredible singer, and we have actually an amazing country pop duet on the album, which
wow,
I think is going to blow people's minds. On drums, David Harris from Princess Chelsea, Jonathan Bree, he's great. And that's at the core band. I can go on. We've got some pretty cool string section, horn, J.Y. Lee on horns. Liz Stokes from the Beths came in the other day and did some trumpet, which was pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
And yeah, I'll just leave it there because I could go on. It's a pretty crazy cast.
This is a pretty strong crew of mates that you've gathered together for DC Maxwell. I'm very excited to hear it. I know that you've got a really cool gig coming up in August, which we'll have a chat about shortly, but I think we should get stuck into the breakfast food you've brought us today. Now, what are we talking about this morning, DC Maxwell?
Well, I thought I would share a Scottish breakfast soup, which is an old family recipe that my great-grandmother actually bought to New Zealand from Scotland. And when I say Scottish breakfast soup, I know a couple cheeky people on Instagram and said, oh, you're just making a porridge. And no, it's actually far from a porridge.
Okay. I'm intrigued. And
so I've actually been up since 3 a.m. this morning creating this because it takes a very, very long time.
We appreciate the dedication.
No, that's okay. It's just as necessary. So the family story of this is when my great-grandfather would be out drinking at the pub and he'd come home with his sons and they'd all stumble into the house. He'd wake up my grandmother, great-grandmother, and she would kind of put on her nightgown and stumble downstairs in like 3 a.m. in the morning and start making the Scottish breakfast soup.
Uh-huh.
Because she knew that when the boys would wake up, they would need something hearty and delicious to set the night's affairs in order in the morning.
Very wise, very wise.
And so it starts with 5 onion skins.
Okay,
and
yep.
Because any Scottish people will know that if you're making a dish with onions, you will not throw out the skins because they're very useful. And so you put that in a copper pot, usually. I've got a cast iron one here, if you can hear.
Yes, nice.
And, and so you have the onion skins in there and you fill it with water and you bring it to the boil and you keep boiling off the water until it becomes kind of like a brown sludge in the bottom of the bowl, and it smells
nice.
Absolutely fragrant.
Mm.
No salt, no pepper, no herbs, nothing, just
None
the smell of the onions enough. Yeah, and then the other ingredient is, of course, potatoes. Now, I've got a potato here, and what you need to do is you wash the dirt off, and then you need to grate the potato. So I've actually got one here that I prepared earlier that you might be able to hear.
So that's the most threatening sound of grating I've ever heard.
Sorry, maybe I'm doing it a little extra hard because of that. And so what you do with the potato is you don't use the flesh or the skins. You actually squeeze the starch out, which is that white liquid that comes out when you strain the potato, and you put that into a separate bowl.
Okay.
And you add that to the onion base, and you fill that up with water. And I don't know if you can hear now, but I've got this water absolutely cooking because you need it to be raised to an almighty boil.
I'm listening. Oh, yep, I can hear that. A strong boil.
That
is
almighty.
So as soon as it's boiling, you need to strain it. So
strain it while it's boiling.
Yeah, so at the most absolute maximum boil, you need to strain it through a... what's that called? A sieve.
Oh, yep. So and this is not a recipe for kids, you know? This is adult supervision required.
So
yep.
I've got one hand on the phone and I'm trying to lift up the copper pot and I've got the sieve in the other hand, so give me 1 second. I'm just trying to do this.
Be careful.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Scottish soup all down my legs.
Oh, no.
DC Maxwell.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need to like call someone for you?
No, it's fine. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, actually, that soup tastes absolutely perfect.
Oh, great.
So it should have a really earthy flavour. I'm kind of taking a little bit, some pieces off my legs, and but it's really delicious, but now that I think about it, I haven't actually seen it in any other recipe, so I'm not sure if it's my grandma, great-grandmother being nice, or if this is just her punishment for if her husband went out drinking, so...
So this is a very special family recipe you've shared with us this morning, to great personal peril. We appreciate this, DC Maxwell.
Thank you.
You've really taken one for the team here, getting up at 3 a.m. to really strain those onions, so...
Yeah, onion skins.
Onion skins, yeah, very significantly onion skins. That's where the vitamins are stored, so it's important.
Yeah.
And I think we should round this off by asking you about this brilliant gig that's coming up soon. We'll have a nice hearty sort of onion skin soup, Scottish breakfast soup, to maybe get us in the mood for it. But what's happening on the 13th of August?
So on the 13th of August, I have a show at the Wine Cellar with KMTP, the lovely band of Kedia Patterson, and DC Maxwell, alongside a 12-piece band, including a string section, some horns, a choir.
Fire.
And we've got some pretty awesome people, like David from Liao is joined the choir. We have some amazing people in the string section, and it's going to be an absolute belter of a show.
That sounds extremely special, for sure. Is there a pre-ordering tickets type of a situation up yet, or...?
Yes, you can get tickets from Under the Radar.
Nice.
And I would recommend doing that, because otherwise my mum is going to buy all the tickets and give them to... everyone at her gym and hairdresser who she's told about the show.
Excellent.
And she says, like, she said, oh, Tina from the gym is really keen to come. She hates music. She absolutely hates music, and she really doesn't like coming out at night, but she's going to come to support you. So please buy all the tickets so this grumpy Tina doesn't have to be frowning at the back of my show.
Excellent. Thank you so much, DC Maxwell. Looking forward to seeing you on the 13th of August. And, run that soup burn under some cold water.
I will do that. Thank you.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.